Our next nigga in the motherfucking news is Cardi motherfucking B once again. God damn it. I know y'all motherfuckers
stays like, in the oh, news.
Man, I'm tired of this talking about Cardi motherfucking B. Man, but the bitch stay in the news, man. On top of banging on Crips, on top of disrespecting Crip, overall, on top of that, My people are telling me that Cardi B is pregnant, like three or four months pregnant. And that her and Offset are already married. That's what I heard. I heard that from a credible bird. How they say that? What's that slogan? A bird whispered to me. What is it?
Whispered in your ear.
Whispered in my ear. Yeah, little bird whispered.
Little birdie told you.
Whispered in my ear that all that shit that I said was happening. Pregnant, married, all that shit. Now, as the boss, Mac Topsoil, you know I went on record disrespecting Offset, called him sucker, nominating for sucker of the year for pulling out the ice and all that old shit, man. I disparaged him, man. You know what I'm saying? I really thought that Cardi was going to go through that, man. I gave her a lot of benefit of the doubt. I don't know why.
So when you say go through, what do you mean? You mean
well,
just
when
move
I,
past
when
him?
I, yeah, like date the
date him
for
and then
a
move
while,
on,
and then the shit just go bad, and then she be with another motherfucker, and her album come out. You
okay,
feel me? Mm-hmm. And he just be like, you know what I'm saying? That'd be just like a kind of like when you look at Kylie. When you look at Kylie, you see how she went through Tiger. She finished him. She went through him. Now she's with Travis. And Tiger's over here, and he's kind of dismantled a little bit.
But is he really trying to claim that baby? Is he really?
I don't know about all that. I don't think that's legit. It might. I don't know.
It was close.
I don't know. You feel me? But it could be, and you know, it's worth money.
Okay.
It's worth money to claim the baby. Oh, that's some foul shit.
I want it to be kind of.
That's some foul shit.
I'm messy kind of.
That's foul.
I kind of want it to be tight, a little bit.
Travis loses his mind.
No,
nigga,
I mean, we're not fucking mind.
If that came out. If the baby was Tiger, Travis would lose his fucking mind. I would expect some wild shit. I don't know, man.
But I heard he's not cooperative.
That's bull for now. That's bull for now because
He won't move in.
Fuck all that. Yeah. Fuck living with her.
Yeah, he's not.
He can't be Travis Scott if he move in with that bitch. You know what, y'all? Y'all know how I said I had that show. I had a show called Kylie Jenner and the Kardashians are Cleopatra bitches. That's one of my slogans. Cleopatra bitches. You know what I mean when I say that? Because you know what Cleopatra did.
Right.
It's all based off of Cleopatra, what she did. How she seduced Mark Anthony and fucked him over.
Right.
Okay. So. Kylie and the Kardashian bitches to me is Cleopatra bitches. Because when they go through a nigga, he's ruined. He's fucked up after. No nigga survived. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's like they absorb your clout. Some kind of way, these bitches absorb your clout.
Mm-hmm.
And then you booty afterwards. Where is Chris Humphries at? Do we still playing the league?
No.
What's going on, man? What's going on with Reggie Bush? Retired. What's going on with Ray J? On drugs, tripping. You know what I'm saying? What you feel me?
Lamar.
Well, hello. What's the other one? Scott Disick doing okay, huh?
Yeah, he got a new girl.
Hey, man. Hey, the score against niggas is over. White boy might be okay, but the niggas is over. Done. So, Travis, I think I would like to believe that he heard my podcast and heard me plead, appeal to him and say, nigga, don't be a sucker, man. Remember why you are Travis. Right. You Travis Scott because you go to the lab and make fire.
Right.
Anything other than that, you're going to lose everything and the bitch eventually. Because she going to be like, you ain't popping no more. Well, bitch, I ain't popping because I was up under your ass all the time. Well, nigga, you shouldn't have listened to me, nigga. Bitch tell you some shit like that, you shouldn't have listened to me, bitch ass nigga. Die, nigga. You be like, oh my God. I spent all this time and money with this bitch. She hates my goddamn nigga. Bitch ass nigga. I don't even know why you popping. She just trying to do you in your self-esteem. I want to rant tangent like a motherfucker. But anyway, what were we talking about? We were talking about
Cardi
B. Mm-hmm. All right, let me bring it back to Cardi B because I want to examine that shit. And I know that this is going to sound fucked up, man. First off top, I wanted to let it be known that I'm all for family and families coming together, kids coming in the world, finding that love in your life, that significant other. Bringing the family to the table. I salute the process, bro. It's all good. Now, as far as if Cardi B is really pregnant, feel me, which I think she is.
Okay.
For Offset, now, I had to think about this today a little bit. I was thinking about this, man. Just on some real nigga shit, man, for real. Now, I know everybody rich. They can do whatever. But for that nigga Offset to get her pregnant on purpose like that, if this is so, man, to me, it's just weak and it's booty. And I know that the nigga trying to lock a bitch down. You feel me? Mm-hmm. But to me, that's so weak, man. It's booty, man. You know what I'm saying?
So she's going to keep making money? Is she going to keep making money? Or, I mean, how long you see this lasting for her?
What you mean?
The career. The money rolling in.
I mean, I think, like, okay, this is what's fucking me up.
Okay.
Every time a bitch get at this point of just top bitch super cracking,
right,
they always do some shit like get pregnant and run off with the nigga when the bitch worked all the way to get right here. Why get pregnant now when you finna drop the album?
Right.
And now, I can understand if a bitch always wanted a baby and she really don't give a shit about, you know, it's all about family and shit. But for Offset, I'm blaming Offset. You nutty. You didn't have to do that. Like, she would have made more money. So to me, it's like a nigga is scared of losing a bitch.
Okay.
Like a bitch is not even dropped her album. Now, she might have been pregnant before she got booked for the Bruno Mars. But still, man, like, how could you, like, Offset? Why, bro? Why would you do that, bro? Like, she could have made so much more money. Y'all could have waited a year. You feel
she
me?
She probably only had to wait a year, too. You probably only had to wait a year.
Drop the album. Let all this big ass wave pass. Okay, then do that shit if that's y'all still feeling it and shit, but this speaks of desperation on this Offset doing this, shooting their club up like that. At total power. At total, you could have easily nutted on the fucking floor, nigga. You did not have to do that, my nigga. So I hope that bitch make it through this. If any bitch can, I believe yes, she sir. Could. She blazed a new trail of being pregnant while I'm dropping number one album. See, it's like Moni Love. You remember Moni Love?
I love her.
Same shit. Moni Love was hot. Niggas wanted to fuck Moni Love, nigga. And I go back and look at that video and be like, how could we? I'll be like, how could we? Goddamn. Not even Moni in the middle of the
Ladies First?
Ladies First. She was pregnant in Moni in the middle.
Where she at?
She was pregnant in that dog. But when she was in
The Jungle Brothers?
That Jungle Brothers. Yeah. That De La Soul video. De La Soul. Mm-hmm. Niggas wanted to fuck Moni Love, man. She ain't never showed no ass, titty, or none of that shit. Nope. Niggas wanted to fuck. Niggas wanted to wife Moni Love.
Right.
And that's soon bad. As she was ready to drop, it was all hype. Number one, she was gonna have the number one record. Next thing you know, some nigga, man, bitch got fat. It was over after that. No coming back. She was like a little cute bitch.
I can't
bitch.
Believe you said that.
She was a little cute bitch. Nigga just shot her club up immediately. She never even got to
drop out.
Nothing. Lauryn Hill. The Marley nigga just ruined a bitch. Soon as a bitch just get right there, here come the Marley nigga like, I gotta have that bitch. And just ruin a bitch. Whole momentum. Just kick a bitch. Lauryn Hill. And see, I was speaking on...
This is not funny.
I was speaking on the possibility of this. I was giving Cardi B credit of the doubt. I was like, benefit of the doubt. I was like, this ain't a dumb bitch. She fought hard to get right here. Ain't no way this bitch gonna get to the finish line and just get pregnant at right there. Like, ain't even put out the fucking album yet.
But you have you said you have a source. You're not just going.
Yeah, I'm not freestyling. Mm-hmm. I got this from. Listen. I sat on this shit for 3 days.
Okay.
You feel me? And then fucking Complex came out with it. So I should have fucking dropped it when I fucking first got it. I've sat on it for 3 days for the homie. Nigga was like, hold up. Don't release it yet. Because we supposed to fuck. We might fuck with them tomorrow night. I'm leery about it, though. I'm going to keep it 100.
Be
Cardi B, I love you so much, baby.